Hello. I want to thank Nikki Forrest for speaking to us at La Centrale about her current exhibition in November of 2012 at La Centrale entitled Flip Bend. Nikki, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
I want to ask you, you have had a pretty well-known practice as a single-channel video artist. At what point did you begin to experiment with placing video projection in the space of your studio or in the space of a gallery?
Yeah, well, you know, I come from a visual art background, and actually some of the first works that I tried to make, really a long, long time ago, with video, were installations, and even before that, I was trying to make installations with just projected still images, like with a slide projector, things like that. So it's, in a way, I kind of, from trying to experiment with space and images, I came to video a little bit later. And I guess what's happened recently is just, I guess in the last couple of years, I've been sort of trying to think about how I could shake up my practice a little bit and explore different directions. And I guess after having done a couple of residencies where I really had time to just play around and came back to drawing, and that just got me thinking again about other ways that I could work with video other than just the single channel tapes.
You initially trained as a painter, right? How has that affected how you approach the space of the installation or your more sculptural works in the show?
Yeah, well, you know, I studied at the University of Saskatchewan in the 80s, which seems kind of hilarious to now, but and it was really at that time a very formal school, right? And there had been a big influence of Clement Greenberg and like that kind of high formalism.
Wow.
In Saskatchewan, right? And there's a kind of artist retreat there at Emma Lake, and Clement Greenberg would always come, and like these other like critics from New York. So there was this sort of funny thing going on where abstract expressionism and high formalism were like a thing.
Wow.
And a lot of the teachers at the University of Saskatchewan were into that, and painting was really the big thing. And I mean, I didn't know anything about anything when I started school, and I was like, okay, what is this? Mm. And after a while, like just you know, working mostly in drawing and painting, I was kind of, you know, at that time, like sort of that neo-expressionism was starting to happen, and it seemed like people were really trying to make painting be about personal experience as well as just form. Mm-hmm. But that was not allowed at my school. Like, there was no room for discussion of content in that way. So the downside that I kind of rebelled against was like, well, what do you mean? This obviously has to do with people's life, right? And their experience and maybe their desire, right? I mean, I don't see how people would really be motivated to make something without those things. But at the same time, like this kind of fascination with how you could get to those things through formal exploration interested me, and I just didn't see a conflict, although at the time, the way these ideas were presented to me, there was a huge conflict, and like the twain shall never meet, you
wow,
know?
Yeah.
That was a long answer. What was the question?
No, it's fascinating though, because I'm interested in how you to go from that kind of pure aesthetic experience of abstract painting to a show in which you really emphasize or you use the words like instability or mm-hmm. uncertainty mm. For the spectator,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about being like self-conscious about perception,
yeah.
it's happening in
yeah.
the work,
yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the experience for spectators in the show?
Yeah.
These things?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to create a situation